This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go, Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're 20 minutes from the expressway. It'll be what you're drinking and what you're thinking. What a big day. So much entertaining stuff happening on Cowboys social media. Micah Parsons, Tank Lawrence, Dez Bryant, entertaining stuff there as well. And maybe you'll want to sound off about that, or your Mavs who are in action tonight, your Stars, your Rangers, FC Dallas. MLS season is back on. Here's the Chief with an edition of Football's Finest.
Okay, I was introduced to a new football term today, at least new to me. We'll ask the crusty Brian Broaddus if he's familiar with it coming up here in a few moments. I did see this. I actually saw this the other day and forgot to report it, so apologies for that. But did you guys see that our guy Cam Scataboo
being sued?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Did we report that? Was G-Bag on that beat?
No, I've had it in the stash for a while. We've just had so many other things going on that I didn't get to the lawsuit.
But I'm on record.
It's the golf cart deal.
I'm on record about my love for Scataboo. I just think he's a thoroughbred football player. He is being sued by a former teammate, though, claiming that Scataboo's reckless actions caused a severe elbow injury that ended his football career. Mm. It was in 2023. A couple of former teammates for Scataboo were in a golf cart, and Scataboo jumped on it, collapsed the cart, and caused a ruptured triceps tendon for the player. So he's asking for more than $300K in damages. And yeah, definitely not what you want there, but I don't know, when you get some of the details on that. Yeah, a little bit reckless, a little bit rowdy, but he's collapsing golf carts with his power.
Yeah, golf carts, you know, unfortunately are a trouble spot for the young man who likes to drink. He's funny. Maybe he saw some episodes of Jackass in high school, and it's his turn to do something that's, you know, pretty dangerous, but usually nobody gets hurt, and you have a good laugh about it. To me, $300K sounds light. If you ruptured my elbow, if you ended my college career, you know, and now I got to deal with a ruptured elbow for the next 60, 70 years of my life, I think if Scataboo gets off for $300K, he should consider it a blessing. It's off lightly.
Probably a milli for negligence.
Yeah, at least, you know, I'm thinking the impact it's having on my life, that seems more like $20 million.
But again, just a rabid wild animal who's able to collapse golf carts on impact.
Pretty impressive. Like, you know, that's the guy you want to send over the top for the touchdown.
Yes. Yeah.
Have fun hitting that in the hole.
I think worst case with Scataboo, he's going to be a special teams lifer in the NFL. Like, worst case, this dude's going to have a career.
Oh, he'll carry the ball.
Oh, no, he'll carry the damn ball. Okay. There's no question about that. But, you know, worst case scenario, I think he's going to be in all three phases.
He goes like Toby Gerhardt on you.
Yeah. Well, was Gerhardt a special teams ace? Like, I think this dude, personal protector, dynamite. You want him going down? I mean, I know we don't have wedge busters anymore. He seems like the prototypical wedge buster.
Maybe just play him at linebacker if it didn't work out at running back.
There you go. Two-way. Linebacker's my favorite sport. Now, how about this for an indictment?
Our guy, on record with that.
Our buddy Amari Cooper. I saw there's a Commanders blog that was basically just like tweeting about the idea of how the Commanders should go get Amari Cooper.
Sure.
And then our buddy Matthew Berry, the fantasy expert, who's awesome. We all love Matthew Berry.
Do we?
Don't we?
Yeah, I'm good with Matthew Berry. Kind of a nerd, you know. He's not going to entertain you, but he's going to have great information.
Kind of arrogant.
I think he brings enough comedic value to the table to appreciate
kind of a
know-it-all
him. Guy.
But I mean, he's a bit of an insider. He's a fantasy guy, but he's an insider guy.
Yeah.
No, he does. He writes a really good column after the combine every year. Has some good nuggets in there.
Yeah, yes, I love that.
I know the Morning Show did a great job breaking that one down too.
Well, Matthew Berry responded to the Commanders blog that was trying to get the Commanders to sign Amari Cooper and just said, "Amari is done." That's not me talking.
Oh, no.
That's from an offensive coach of a former team of his I spoke to at the combine. So Matthew Berry is saying that he spoke with an offensive coordinator who used to coach Amari Cooper.
So this is with the Raiders, Cowboys, Browns kind of a deal?
Yes. Or it could have even been Buffalo he was with most recently as he was traded midseason.
All right.
So, but just some food for thought there. I don't know. I still think Amari Cooper is solid as a wide receiver too.
Did he go into detail why he thought he was done?
No.
Or why the coach did?
That was
can't
that
run, was, can't separate, doesn't concentrate, no good in practice, doesn't play through pain. I think it might be
all of the above.
Okay.
Maybe doesn't like football that much.
That would be a problem.
There's definitely some of that.
We've done that before.
Now let's go ahead and award our Liar of the Week. This is a
Matthew
local legend.
Berry, congratulations.
It's not Matthew
Berry.
We head to Cleveland where Myles Garrett has signed his contract. And his quote is, "I think the fans will see my heart is in the right place."
No, it's not.
It's never been about money. It's always been about winning.
Yeah, sure it is.
After he couldn't wait, he was begging and pleading to leave Cleveland. And then $40 million a year popped up. And he was like, you know what? Losing ain't all that bad. And that's a very
Cleveland
understandable
rocks,
decision.
Cleveland
but
rocks.
Don't pee and call it rain. That's all.
I guess it's about winning. But if I can't have that in the meantime, a giant bag of money will work.
Yeah.
Now, there was a report out of The Athletic that was alleging that Myles Garrett frequently shows up late and skips mandatory team events. The quote was, "It's well known within the Browns that Garrett is frequently late to the facility and he has skipped mandatory team activities on multiple occasions." I guess those have gone unreported. At least when it comes like to the mandatory team activity stuff, when a player, especially a star caliber player,
yeah.
Usually, but I guess they just chalk that up to an excused absence when they're at the podium.
Yeah, what is that? Is that like a community type of engagement event or something like that? Or what are we doing? We're doing a team dinner. I'm here to hit quarterbacks. You know, stop the run too.
Let me hit those quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's not like you're dealing with a guy who's not showing up and he's like lazy and then he sucks on the field too. Like,
yeah.
So you're saying kind of like the events, like they. Going to the charity for the kids.
Well, I mean, if it's a charity thing, you know, I'm going to be there 100% of the time. But you know, I have a busy life here.
Yeah,
you know, I got stuff
that's
to do.
Well documented.
Yes, sir.
Now we head to New England and we tee up the question for Broadus and for Walchuk as well and for Dawson. I mean, we got a bunch of football guys in the
Scout
room here.
Gavin, yeah.
This was not something that I was familiar with, this particular football terminology, but perhaps Broadus is. Mike Vrabel is talking about how the Patriots, they have Christian Gonzalez, who's
a good corner,
really good young corner for the Patriots.
Oregon.
And then they just went and spent some pretty good money on veteran corner in free agency, Carlton Davis. Mm. So now they feel like they got two kind of lockdown corners. Mm. And his quote is, "Hopefully we can play cat coverage."
Oh.
And then he explained himself. So I will have the big reveal, but have you ever heard of a coach talking about cat coverage?
I heard Walchuk played a pretty good cat coverage up there at UNT in his prime.
Went on a run.
Meow.
I would say, no, corner, I've never heard corner, of cat coverage.
Corner at tight? It's corner up tight?
Not an acronym.
Okay.
Our reactions are so good, we're just so sticky, man. You know, we don't need zone. We got cats, bro.
Okay.
You try to double move a cat, he's still on your ass.
You're barking. You're meowing up the right tree right now.
Okay.
Okay.
So the quote reads, "Hopefully we can play cat coverage. You got this cat. I got that cat.
Okay.
And go to work.
All right.
Mike Vrabel, mid-season form right coverage. Now. Yeah. Thought that was pretty good.
That's good.
Okay.
Genius.
Now, we'll keep it with the New England ties. We head to the Julian Edelman podcast. He had his old buddy Gronk on the program, and he has a suggestion for Gronk.
Who has draft pick 69?
I'm not sure who has draft pick 69 this year, Jules.
I do. You know who has the 69?
The Patriots?
Yeah.
Really?
You need to go in and announce the 69th pick for the Patriots.
That's a good idea. I might have to do it now, Jules. I might have to do it.
I can see Vrabel trading the pick.
Just so we don't have it anymore?
Yeah, just so you don't steal the thunder. Because you'll steal the thunder at that place.
Yeah, I'm Vrabel wouldn't like that. He's got Gronk stealing the thunder once again with the New England Patriots. Well, whatever you do, Patriots.
I'm joking.
Whatever you do, don't trade that pick. Don't trade it. Please don't.
Trade it.
I think that could be a pretty good. I mean, we always play sounds from drafts past the day before the draft or the day of. And so I think there's a chance that if he gets at the podium for pick 69, we could have
legendary.
A soundbite that lives forever.
Forever. Yeah. Drew Pearson like.
Yes. Yeah. Just maybe a little bit more vulgar and aggressive.
That's it.
Anytime he talks, it's a potential soundbite coming to life. Yeah. Viral forever.
He spiked a shot glass at the Brady roast and the shrapnel went all over the audience. Like,
yeah.
That's the type of liability that he is.
The wild animal.
But you got to put him in a straitjacket if you're going to allow him on stage.
Did you ever see when he did the thing? There's a clip of him. He was doing the rocking New Year's Eve thing with Steve Harvey.
I do remember. Oh, yeah, and he smashed a...
Somebody did a Lego, like a bust.
Super intricate Lego.
Like a Lego bust of Steve Harvey's, the head of Steve Harvey. And he got up there and he grabbed it and smashed it on the ground.
Idiot, dude.
And I thought Steve Harvey, honestly, if Steve Harvey would have had a firearm at that point, Gronk would no longer be with us. But he went up there and he like did this kind of icky shuffle dance.
Spiked
the Lego right in front of Steve Harvey.
So that was you don't think that was a planned bit? Like, you think that was genuine?
Steve Harvey looked like distraught.
Wow. How the hell did he just do?
I think you go to YouTube that thing if you want. Check it out.
I mean, he was already naturally one of the biggest meatheads in sports history. And I would assume at this point there's some CTE on board. You know, at any point there could be at least a 12-pack of cold beer sitting on board. So it's just wild. You know, as soon as he starts talking.
Yeah, I mean, that would be pick 69. Ooh. I guess that would be round three.
Round three.
So that would be a set. What are you all sheeshing about?
No, I'm sorry. I just got sidetracked here.
Here we go. Chasing squirrels.
Yeah, I know. Usually I'm better at this, but it's like we got 18-wheelers getting literally blown over in Amarillo due to this wind and dust.
That hasn't been reported on.
So Amarillo's only like, what, how far away is Amarillo from us now?
I don't know, but it's pretty, it's kind of funny to watch them like tilt.
I've been waiting to see 18-wheelers tipping over
a little bit
on Central, but I guess the storm's coming through West and Central and kind of blowing up north more to OKC, so we're not really getting the brunt of it. We're getting more like in the wake.
I hope everybody's okay, but it's not something you see every day with these semis
getting flipped.
You're
laughing at like 18-wheelers getting flipped over?
I've laughed at worse, Brian.
I saw one on the news one night. There's this place called Bridge of the Gods. It connects Oregon and Washington up the gorge there. Mm-hmm. This thing is so high, right? Like hundreds and hundreds of feet. It's terrifying to drive over, even if you're in a car. One day it blew an 18-wheeler off that thing. Like the trailer got over, and then the cab was still up, and the buddy was fighting for his life. Like, I'm going to keep this thing on the road. Nope. Over it went, too.
Oh,
lives in my nightmares permanently.
So I guess that the trucks are more susceptible just because of the height factor of them?
The surface area of that trailer.
Yeah.
It's like a giant wind sail.
Oh, my goodness. Wolchuk just sent me that.
Right. Look at that thing. It's nuts.
It is pretty intense, dude. So you don't. So that wouldn't really happen to a normal... Because, I mean, you fight the wind in your, like on a windy day.
I think at about 70 miles an hour, that can happen.
Seen them moving around? Those trucks, the way they move around with the wind? You never seen that? Been behind one?
I guess I've never. I usually try and just zoom right past them.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in. I got run over.
Yeah, I do not stay in their blind spot. And I don't stay between them and the wall, that's for sure.
Yeah, like my grandfather and I was riding with him. I was probably like 5 years old. And a driver of an 18-wheeler fell asleep, ran us direct off the road.
Terrifying.
So I've got a little bit of PTSD when it comes to 18-wheelers, so I try and just get the hell away from them.
By the way, I was a little sidetracked doing a research project on the history of the 69th player in the NFL. It was on a run there for a while. From 13 through 17, you had Tyrann Mathieu, Charles Sims, Tyler Lockett, Yannick Ngakoue, and Cooper Kupp. Oh. Since then, it's kind of fallen off. But maybe we're due for another heater.
Gronk is here to revitalize the number 69 draft pick.
Yeah, I think it should live in infamy.
Nice.
I every time I drive next to an 18-wheeler, I always imagine those movies where they have those fast cars that kind of bob and weave.
Oh,
and go
they
through
zoom
them.
Through them like Fast and Furious?
I find it to be so impressive and so cool every time. Marvin Harrison. Remember Marvin Harrison Jr. had his beef with Fanatics about selling his jersey and stuff?
Yeah, you couldn't go to the Cardinals website and buy one.
Like, all season long, up until now, I guess they have resolved the dispute. So I guess Marvin Harrison Cha-ching. Jr. jerseys are now available to be purchased. But I didn't realize that bled all the way through the season and me into either. Now. Like, nobody's been able to get their hands on a Marvin Harrison Jr. jersey. But now you have that opportunity. Speaking of wide receivers, I saw Walchuk had thrown this out on Twitter, and it blew my mind.
Ooh.
The Texas wide receiver?
Oh, yeah, Wingo.
Old Wingo. He's now had to get LASIK eye surgery. Mm. Because, and I mean, welcome to the team.
If anybody's out there that wants me to get some, I'll please let me know.
I mean, you should go to Brooks Eye Care.
I am. I think I'm going to Brooks.
That's truly one of the best decisions I've ever made.
I got to go do this.
It's the best money I've ever spent.
It says, according to Anwar Richardson, Texas wide receiver Ryan Wingo recently had LASIK surgery after the staff discovered he was struggling with very poor vision after struggling in workouts. Yeah. He dealt with it last season. So now, hopefully, he becomes a much better player mm-hmm. and a better option. He's a 5-star dude.
He's just super talented kid.
He just never told anybody he had bad vision, did he?
Well, it's like Turpin. Kevontae Turpin, we found out during his visit with Brad Sham. Like, he just got LASIK, and before that, he could barely see the football.
Yeah, probably thinking it's too expensive. I can't get it done, you know? I mean, that school would have done it for him. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they foot that bill.
Yeah, it's part of his,
He's going to be a stud, man.
And finally, we close things down here on the finest. I have discovered that Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend refers to him as Billy.
Okay.
Back to you, Gavin Dawson.
Everybody needs a cute name for their beau at that age.
Back to you.
I remember that from back the 20-something.
Back to Gabby.
She's part of the North Carolina athletic program. Is she got a gig?
Yeah, it seems like she might be on the payroll. She's a social media person.
I can't get my best man to answer me back on that one.
Oh, Lombardi?
Yeah, he hates...
That's how you know his silence is the answer.
He hates questions like this from me. Yeah. He refuses. Like, hey, man.
TMZ brought us.
Like, 3 weeks from now, I'll be, hey, what's going on? That kind of thing. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I see where we're going here.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Rangers baseball on our air tonight, 8 o'clock. You'll have the call. And Jared Sandler will join us before too long, brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. We're back with the Expressway. It is a What You Drink and What You Thinking Friday here at 877-881-1053. Answer the questions. Tell us what you're thinking next.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next, you're on the Fan. All righty, it is time now for a Friday edition, the one opportunity of the week that you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right, it's time for What You're Drinking and What You're Thinking at 877-881-1053. We'll go around the room, talk about what we're drinking and thinking, get your phone calls, and I believe we are going to hear from Rodeo Ron. He's on hold, the man who quit drinking this week, and he'll have a full report on how that's going coming up at 6 o'clock. You know him and love him, Rodeo Ron on hold. So are several other legends. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. We're about 20 minutes or so from LA Live. Now, I am drinking one of these Dealey Boppers that the American Shaman guy, our friend, dropped off. It's called Herbal Oasis with Nootropic Mushroom Blend. Okay, so I'm looking at right here about 2,500 milligrams of smart shrooms. Now, these aren't ball tripping shrooms, but
smart shrooms.
Yeah, they're smart shrooms.
Get you focused.
Don't be surprised if I'm super slick here over the next 90 minutes or so, guys.
All of a sudden, his takes are going to be just awesome.
Yeah, it'll be quite a flurry. What am I thinking about? I'm thinking about the best names in college basketball. This is one of the great times in sport where suddenly dudes are going to be on SportsCenter and highlight packages where you're like, what's this guy's name? Churchill Bounds? That's a real basketball player name? Yes, it is. Churchill Bounds. How about Jizzle James?
That's Edrin's son.
Yeah, that sounds...
Is that right?
Yes. That doesn't sound appropriate.
Not too bad.
That's Edrin James's son.
Okay, wow. But if you want to get a little PG-13, how about Porky Romano?
Porky?
Who looks exactly like you'd imagine him. Porky Romano. This is another a big man basketball player. We had the gentleman last year from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Fat Brooks is out there.
Fat.
Is that with a PH or an F?
A PH.
Nice.
He's a buddy.
Po' Boy King is out there.
He should be playing for Tulane right now here against in this tournament here.
You missed an opportunity to name your son that, bro.
In the international bracket, there's a gentleman named Gob. Like Bowl Bowl, but Gob. Supreme Cook is out there, and Always Right, a Tennessee Rainwater, and the obligatory Tony.
I saw UConn had a player named Tony. I believe, unless I'm getting ball sacked on this graphic, there is a player for UConn named Solo Ball.
That's pretty awesome. No relation to the Ball family?
No, I don't believe so.
Solo Ball sounds like quite an ISO option, okay? That's what I'm drinking. That's what I'm thinking. I told you.
Sound like that body cam footage I played the other day. The old guy got bitten by his girl.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. He was showing us to the cop right here, man.
Lance Armstrong's nickname.
Here's Broadus with what he's drinking.
I tell you what, I figured it out. They've got really a great water machine down on the 10th floor.
They sure do. I told you.
Yeah, that's
ice cold.
Carol the AM lives like kings.
That studio downstairs.
I think they got a spa in there.
They do. I walked down there. I thought I was like, man, this is what a real radio station looks like. All right, cool. I'm drinking some water currently. And I just want to say quickly, congratulations to my little race team, the TDS racing team of IMSA. They're running the 12 hours of Sebring this weekend, which is right after the Rolex 24, a few weeks. And our guy, Stephen Thomas, my buddy, got pole position for the race that's going to be run. So if you're familiar with Ford versus Ferrari, those endurance races, this is the second.
Fantastic movie, too.
This is the second jewel of endurance racing. And so Stephen managed to get the car on pole.
Nice job, Steve.
So we will be starting there tomorrow in the 12 hours this evening. So good luck to my guys at TDS Racing for that.
Chief,
drinking some water right now, hydrating for what I'm excited about next Friday. This time next Friday, we'll be hanging out with the Tolos in Euless at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. March Madness, all
shots
the TVs
with
in the world,
notes all over it.
Shots with Post-it notes and some great fellowship. So really looking forward to that. And I was actually thinking to myself, I don't know about you guys, but from time to time it pops in my head, like, is Nico Harrison still a B word? And so I went and checked the is Nico Harrison still a B word today Twitter account, and the answer is yes.
Yes.
So I just want to make sure I reported that.
Thank you.
He's more of a C word, if you ask me, but probably a B word, too.
Yeah, y'all should ask AI, see what AI has to say about Nico.
What do you think about
is Nico still a B word? Hey, I'll be dropping some stuff on you, too, bro.
Especially the Grok one.
Yeah.
The Twitter one looks pretty good.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, here's Wolchuk while I ask ChatGPT if Nico Harrison is a B word.
Drinking one of these Delta Lights right now. Big fan. Thank you very much to Eric from CBD American Shaman in McKinney. We love you, bro.
Eric's good dude.
He is. Thinking about my North Texas Mean Green tonight against Tulsa, round two of that American Athletic Conference Championship, favored by 13.5. I think we're going to cover. We're going to beat the crap out of Tulsa on our way to knocking. Are punching our ticket to the NCAA tournament. Hopefully we win this thing.
You got to win the tournament to get in.
I feel like we got to win the tournament to get in. I mean, had a good season, 23-7. We're 14-4 in conference, but I don't think they're going to give a lot of love to the American Athletic.
ChatGPT is the nerd of AIs. They don't want to offend anybody. They say, well, it sounds like you have strong feelings about Nico Harrison.
Come on.
What's on your mind?
Wow, they're answering your question with a question?
Yeah.
They're going to walk you through it?
Now, that's a red flag. Yeah. Lucius drinking, thinking?
I've had a whole lot of water this week. I'm doing pretty good on drinking my gallon a day situations.
Cheers.
But I also have some Corralejo and Pomos in here for the boys if they want to
Donnie J.
Give it a shot. A little little shot. And I'm thinking, you guys been on the pork rinds this week a lot.
Yes, sir.
They're all gone.
Have you ever had them chicharrones that you get from the Mexican grocery store?
Oh, yes.
The Mexican meat market?
Yes.
Mexican meat market sounds crazy, by the way.
It does, but it's a great spot.
It is a great store,
The chicharrones are insane, bro. They're like the size of my arm.
Yeah, they're huge.
They're fantastic.
Yep.
It's funny. I'll walk into my house from time to time and see my 2.5-year-old munching on one of those. Yeah, the size of her.
She's just crushing it.
Yes. Brontosaurus burger.
She's got Valentina sauce all over her face.
Sounds like a good weekend goal for myself. Got to check out the chicharrones.
Yes.
All righty. At 877-881-1053, it's time to head to your phone calls, and we start with line one. It's Jerry. What you drinking? What you thinking, Jer?
Hey, fellas. I'm just drinking a Miller Lite, of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Here we go.
What you thinking?
I have a super short poem I wrote to this Dumont fellow that showed up in town last year. Super, super short. Okay. Hopefully he hears this. Dear Patrick, I truly owe you my thanks. Of all the dumb team owners, you've clearly climbed the ranks. I've been a top fan frustration in DFW for quite some time until you came along and stole my infamous shine. When I paid Dak Prescott, everyone cried. But at least I didn't trade Luka for AD. I mean, come on, man. Are you blind? You traded away arguably the best player in the league. I would have never traded Emmy. This is pro sports, not Bush League. World Series, Stanley Cup, Super Bowl, and the finals are their names. It's not called the championship games. When I make a mistake, I might avoid blame from my fans, but at least I don't slander my previous franchise man. The last 30 years have been filled with fear and fright, but you've helped ease my pain, so let me buy you a Miller Lite. Before I go, I do have one last thing. Your fingers are looking a bit bare, but mine got 3 dang gum rings. Thank you, fella.
There he goes, Jerry, sipping on a Miller Lite with a poem to Nico.
Well done, Jerry.
I think he won it.
He's done it.
Yeah.
He's done it.
About as good as it gets right there.
Someone in the fan text said, this guy 100% has a pencil mustache.
With a cigarette hanging off his lip. Polo and Garland, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Polo?
Say, fellas, happy Friday to y'all.
Salute.
My girl wants to say something to her best friend.
Happy birthday, Booby.
If y'all ever seen her, y'all know why they call her Booby.
Okay.
Happy birthday, girl. Now, what I'm thinking is, my girl having a little birthday dinner for tonight, so she's making some tequila shots and some pink panties and all that, so that's what I'm drinking tonight.
Oh, all right.
Pink panties.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking is, y'all, Broadus, I know you were the scout, but what you think about Jada Byers out of Virginia Union? I know he goes to HBCU. Y'all don't watch it, but SEC. But the dude is a good running back in case we don't get jinxed. Jada Byers, he was the number one running back in HBCU. Now, my homeboy Marcus Foster, hey, bud, I'm telling you like this. You told me today, look up what's the national holiday for men. Y'all need to Google it right quick. It's a steak and something else. I can't say it on radio. Google. Yeah, national holiday. Foster, what's going on, baby? Represent Nico Harrison, dumb dummy, and Michael Parsons. You talking about Lawrence. Now, you can't even stop the run. They would give you $100 million. You could barely sack a quarterback. If you don't do that, you have to play. You're just dumb. You want to talk about DeMarcus Lawrence. At least he can stop the run a little bit. Bye. Broadus, let me think about that running back from Virginia Union.
There he goes.
Bye.
Polo in Garland.
Thank you, Polo. We do have some news in the NFL Cooper Cup signing with the Seahawks, according to Diana Rossini.
Okay.
The cup off the board.
Back home.
Yep.
What do you think about his HBCU running back, Brian?
Bye.
Bye. I have not looked at the running back yet. So,
okay.
Yeah, but I will there's been some players I have to catch up on, though, and I'm always...
We've got a couple new... I mean, this corner that's run really well.
Hey, don't let that guy be your Puka Nacua.
Yeah, no. You're absolutely right about
There's always
that.
A fear of that.
But I've got time now because I started the journey in November instead of December.
Yeah, if you don't get to 300, I'm going to be disappointed.
I'd be disappointed then.
I think you can get to 250.
I tell you what, I'm
getting feats of strength, dude. Bet you can't do it.
I tell you what's
I'm counting on you for day three, bro.
No, I'll be ready for day three.
I need you.
Don't get me. I'll be ready for day three.
Because you're going to probably get about 30 more than I do.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'll be ready to go. I hate how cluttered the board gets, but I'll look at this running back.
Okay,
I might look at him now.
My freaking guy.
Back to these phone calls.
Look at him now.
At 877-881-1053. This is Tape in Fort Worth. You're in the Nation. What you drinking?
Currently sipping on a Route 44 ice water from Sonic. My mom's favorite drink in honor of her.
Very nice. What you thinking?
And I'm thinking on
on this trip I just took to Monterey, Mexico, 2 nights ago. And this is really just like speaking to Gavin. Gavin, I saw a tool, like I told you back a couple of fan hangs ago.
Yep.
And you said that you wouldn't go to any concert.
Yep.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if you ever get a chance to try to go at least one concert in your life, go see Tool at least one time. Best concert I've ever been to, especially outside the States, because they did not disappoint. Also, DeMarcus Lawrence, you speak the truth, but don't want you on the team. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Have a great evening. And that would sound good, going to Monterey, Mexico, seeing a concert. I don't know if Tool would be the one for me.
He said Tool?
Yeah, Tool.
Tool. Oh, okay.
I think concerts are too loud. You can't really hear the song properly.
There's people in there. It's
T-shirts are too.
I think a lot of people agree with me.
Honestly, you're right. Yeah. Depending on the venue, like some of these venues, they just don't sound good.
Yeah. A lot of people get roped into it. You know, they shouldn't be going, but they think, oh, everybody says concerts is amazing. And then you get there and you're like, wow, can I go maybe stand in the parking lot for 2 hours until everybody else comes
just go
out?
Drink it's, and booze by yourself.
When you can get in at the ground floor with someone and then you get the
good seats, bro.
Yeah.
You get like close to the stage vibes. Maybe you can get like behind the stage or the side of the stage.
Sounds nice.
Never experienced
like close to credential vibes.
Yeah. Why do we have to turn it up to like 14 though?
Because it's got to fill that whole arena up with sound.
See, I think we're doing too much there. Maybe like a nice unplugged concert. Acoustic guitars, campfire.
Yeah. Tiny desk. You need to work at NPR so you can get the tiny desk situations drop by every once a month.
Yeah. But I felt like this way my entire life. Like the first concert I went to, I was like, what the hell, dude? This is not good.
It was so loud, man. Yeah.
Who was that concert?
It's got to fill the whole arena.
Who was it?
I think it was Beck.
Beck?
Yeah.
Beck was too loud?
Yeah. We were roving.
Yeah. I'm like, his music's not meant to be loud. Why is it like deafening right now? Ryan and Richardson, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Ryan?
Well, right now, of course, I'm drinking water because I'm in the car.
Good.
But tonight, after the grills go down, I'm going to be pulling out that Jack Daniels and Mountain Dew. I'm going to make my wife some margaritas. Yeah. We're going to have a good time tonight. And here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know, I've let the Cowboys' horrible decisions, you know, really make me angry, make me sad, make me disappointed. And I just want to enjoy watching the Cowboys again. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I should just accept the fact that as long as Jerry Jones and his family own the team, we will never see a Super Bowl again.
Hmm.
If I accept that fact, maybe I can watch the Cowboys with new eyes and enjoy when they're doing good and when they have good games. And maybe I can enjoy watching my Cowboys again.
Well, good luck on that, Ryan. I think you're going to have to put on some VHS tapes from the 90s if you want to see success. But I think that life perspective is important. I don't think anybody, especially because there's so many teams in every league, like your chances of winning are just low and you can't tie your life happiness to it. Black and Gold B's on line 5. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Black and Gold?
What's going on, fellas? I mean, I'm just drinking some water right now, but I'm headed to the store to pick up a case of Yuengling Light. And I'm thinking after this weekend, I might quit drinking for a few months. Just no particular reason, just to try to get healthy. Maybe lose this beer belly I got going. And but now, after hearing today, you know, it's going to be in support of Rodeo Ron, too, man. I met him that one time, and he's a really cool dude.
Yeah.
But support this weekend, going to tie one on tonight for sure. And tomorrow, we're going to go out to Martin House Brewery. They're having, like, a little petting zoo and stuff for the kids. So that'll be fun. But, yeah, that's it, man. I'm just thinking about maybe giving up the beer for a few months. And before I go, the song I'm going to recommend is Rock and Roll Never Forgets by Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
You have a great weekend, fellas. Yeah.
There he goes, Black and Gold B. Have one for me this weekend, buddy. It's been a few
Turn
for
the
me.
Page, another
I could
Bob
use
Seger
one. Rodeo Ron is on line 6, and he joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation. And a good evening, Ron. Been keeping up with your Facebook post. What you drinking and what you thinking on this Friday night?
I am drinking a cold cup of ice water, and I'm thinking about just being sober, and I'm thinking about the questions y'all want to ask me. So let's do it.
Well, what made you finally decide to go in and quit drinking?
My health. I had to for myself. I've been drinking heavy for 4 years, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And then the last couple of trips of Rodeo Crystal going to the hospital, it scared me. And it got to the point where she needed me to give her medicine to her. I couldn't do it.
Oh, so you were so drunk you couldn't get her her medicine?
Yeah.
That would do it.
And, yeah. And I did it. I did it also to show everybody that if rodeo can do it, anybody can do it. And I just want to try to set an example for people. And I just want to say to all the Tolos and all you guys, thank you for all the support. I needed it. And if you want to know what it looks like to detox after drinking 2 to 3 gallons of whiskey a week, go to the Tolo fan page. There's a before and after picture on me. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm an alcoholic. And it's just one day at a time. And I'm on day number 4. So let's go. And I got one other thing to say. The Cowboys still sucks. Anybody else got a question?
No, that's it, bro.
We love you, dude.
Love you, Ron.
Keep proud up the great work.
You too. I'm going to keep toloing on. Like I said, 105.3 The Fan, especially that G-Bag Nation. It's in my blood. Rodeo 2.0. Here we go, baby. And remember one thing. If you're not getting sober with Rodeo Ron, listen to that 105.3 The Fan, that G-Bag Nation. Where the F you at, baby?
Yeah, there he goes, Rodeo Ron. Congratulations, 4 days in. I'm surprised he'd only been drinking hard for 4 years. You know,
I thought he said 40.
Oh, he said 40?
No, I don't know if he did, but in my mind, that made more sense.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he could have been going that hard for 40 years. You know,
yeah,
going
true.
That hard at that age, I was like doing the math, like, wow, this guy stayed in the game for a long time. But that does make sense.
The picture in the hospital bed is pretty jarring.
Says it all. Anthony's on line 7. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Anthony?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey.
Well, I got me some very good lemonade from Sonic. Pretty awesome.
That works.
Nice.
Right?
What you thinking?
And so with the baseball season coming up, I've been watching a lot of baseball movies lately. And when I was growing up, probably my two favorites were Rookie of the Year and Angels in the Outfield. So I was kind of wondering, do y'all consider those two, you know, like prime good baseball films? And then my last thing, I'm not sure if I always felt this way, but as time is going on, I actually think that Major League 2 is a better overall, more fun, you know, better film than the first one. So I'm wondering if you would consider that a hot take or a bad take.
I love it, man. I love what you're doing, Anthony. I want you to call every week. I know that much. I don't know. Have there been actual good baseball movies?
For the love of the game,
yeah,
it's good.
Absolutely.
The Rookie.
I mean, the ones that he named, I love Rookie of the Year, and I love that line.
Which one of those is Funky Butt Loving?
Funky Butt.
Wrong genre. I don't know. Maybe the smart streams are kicking in.
That was Rookie of the Year.
I don't know the answer to that.
That was
one.
Rookie of the Year, Lucius. But if you go back and you look at Angels in the Outfield, that is a hell of a cast. You got Matthew McConaughey, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Tony Danza, Christopher Lloyd, Danny Glover. It's amazing.
Adrian it's a kids
Brody,
movie.
Adrian Brody was in that movie. It's a good movie. Okay. It could happen.
Okay.
For the love of the game.
I think point stands, there's really not a great baseball
the
movie.
Sandlot?
Yeah, it's a kid's movie.
Did you
it's
see
right.
Dennis Quaid, the Rookie? I liked that one.
I don't know if I watched
Bingo
that
long
one.
Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars?
Oh, that was good.
What Bull about Durham? Summer Catch?
I don't know. Was that a rom-com?
Oh, yeah, come on.
Field of Dreams?
Was good.
Yeah. Eric was romancing, bro. You was romancing. He was out here romancing.
He's like, Trouble with the Curve?
Wait, did that actually come out of my mouth? Did I actually say that out loud?
Field of Dreams? Like, this is a really bad take by
Field
you,
of Dreams is the most overrated baseball movie. Bull Durham might be pretty good.
Bull Durham.
Line 8, the X-Man. You're in
bench
the G-Bag Nation,
Fever
X-Man.
Bitch.
What Moneyball? You drinking? What you thinking? Moneyball's horrible.
Oh, God.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
I was doing better.
What you thinking?
I'm drinking a little bit of Don Julio.
Okay.
And what I'm thinking, 3 quick points here.
Damn.
First thing is I didn't even know DeMarcus Lawrence was still on the team. I guess that's how many games he done missed, y'all.
That's right.
The only time he show up is in the middle is a contract year. And number 2 is I wouldn't count the Cowboys out because, you know, we normally draft pretty good. That's one good thing about it. We don't do good in free agency, but they do draft well. And number 3 is Broadus. Why did you fire Bobby out for the Love of the Star podcast?
Because he's terrible at his job. Yeah, thanks. Right. He's terrible at his
Thank
job.
Thank you, X-Man.
Yeah. Bobby's terrible at his job. We had to move on.
Wow. You upgraded, though.
Yeah, we upgraded with Zach and Eric. So, yeah.
Become a real love the call from the X-Man, though. 214, good call. Bad News Bears, baseball movie.
Bad News Bears.
Come on now.
Iconic.
There's part of my childhood.
The fan, bro. Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
I am number 11.
That one got weird, didn't it?
It did get kind of weird. It was so good.
Hardball.
Talk radio in it and everything.
What about Hardball? Keanu Reeves. I don't know if I saw that one.
Yeah, sad.
It is very sad. Yeah. Keanu Reeves is by far the worst actor. I know he's got a heart of gold. He's a gentleman. He's a great guy. I was accidentally subjected to the John Wick movie, at least the first 30 minutes of it.
You were accidentally subjected?
Oh, my goodness.
This might be an all-time worst
terrible.
Show for you.
Yeah, I'm with
this
you,
This is terrible.
What did you drink with you, Oasis? Is that I'm what you drink today?
You thought John Wick sucked?
I hate it.
Truth
Thank
serum.
You.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
I hate it.
Stop.
Yeah, and that show Paradise, too, is starting to suck. I can't even get to episode 7.
What?
There you
I
go.
Finished
yeah,
it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know how you did it.
Speaking the truth.
Well, what was it that you thought?
God, it was taking too long.
Yeah, we got. Speaking of that, we got to get one more in here. Before LA Live. Line 9, Big Jim, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Well, fellas, it's a good Friday for me. I got a pep in my step, and I'm actually sipping on water because I'm driving. Going to go get me a bite to eat. Okay. Talking about shows that kind of suck. I can't get into that Severance. My daughter was trying to get me on that, and I couldn't do it. I don't think I'm the right target demographic for that. He's asking about Nico earlier. You know, Big Jim GPT says Nico just sucks and we need to get him out of Dallas. That's what the response you're going to get from me. The other thing is I've been kind of curious watching the boys in free agency this week and seeing what the fellas are doing. I like that cat from Chicago. Watched a little bit of his film. He's going to be a good linebacker for us. And hey, glad they brought Dante Fowler back. That put a little bit of a smile on my face because I was a little jealous that we didn't have him last year. Mm-hmm. So very pleased about that. Fowler, great job this week. Thank you for the joy. And, boy, I'm going to tune in, stay on for LA Live next.
Yeah, there he goes. Thank you, Big Jim. Have a great weekend. And speaking of that, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup. Yeah. Here he is, Lucius.
Polo mentioned somebody named Booby.
Booby, yeah. That's his wife's friend.
Okay, I got to figure out who that Booby is because I have an aunt Booby, and I thought it was just a pet name.
Mm. Yeah.
And until about like 17, 18, it just hit me out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I know why your name is Booby now.
I get it.
Those things go for miles.
I get it now, Aunt Booby. Damn.
Like a pair.
Move them suckers out the way. All right, it's a feel-good Friday here in the nation. Let's get into it right after the Great Rick James.
You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz I told you I ain't got time for that, but today I got time, cuz.
Got time,
but came up on me on some fun. I don't make peace when I come up on me on some disrespectful when I didn't even know you.
What's
you
up,
walked
Chris?
Up on me and set down your beer like, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz?
Huh?
How gangster are you? I'll show you how gangster I am. You can drop off your kid and run my fade.
You ain't hearing it.
Exactly. I go hard, cuz you don't want to with me.
That's right. All-time classic crash out on the internet moment. Today I got time, cuz, and today I got a little bit of time to give you this LA Live for Friday, March 14th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Yes, people, we made it. Another week of 2025 in the books, and it was a long week for your boy. And daylight saving had me chasing that hour. I was just chasing it all week.
Yeah.
An hour behind. Oh, my gosh. But I have a weekend to catch up, so let's enjoy it safely. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, stay on your square, my guy. My boy.
My buddy.
My boy. Stay away from that gunplay, too, because when the suns come out, the guns come out. That's what I've been noticing.
Mm. Suns out, guns out.
Suns out, guns out, my guys.
And when you're cool, the
here.
Sun is always shining.
I don't want you to see you. I don't want to see you crash out like Aaron Hernandez with the guns. Yeah. Is that an all-time sports crash out moment?
I think it's number one.
It's got to be number one, right?
OJ. Yeah.
OJ is OJ. OJ is an all-time sports crash out moment for the show.
Yeah, man.
Malice at the Palace.
Mm-hmm.
It's crash out.
That's
a big. That was a hell of a crash out.
Mark Gastineau.
Everybody recovered from that one, all right, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
Steven Jackson's out here, you know, doing podcasts. And if you ask him, he's like top three in his position, if you ask him.
Yeah. Pretty good show.
Ron Artest became a whole new person.
Yeah. Yeah. Meta world peace now. Crash outs, man. Pat Bev pushing Chris Paul from behind. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a sneaky push where Chris Paul made that sound.
Pat Bev also threw the ball into the stands, like hit a lady.
Crash out.
Charges crying after winning a tournament and a playing game.
He did.
He was boo-hooing, dude.
I mean, Latrell Sprewell choking the coach was pretty legendary.
Yeah, that's pretty good right there. There was a fight in college in the alleys or something like that. What was it at? In the P-ways?
Oh, wasn't it was it Michigan State? Wasn't there one in the tunnel?
Yeah, in the tunnel.
Michigan State.
That's the word I was trying to find there.
They jumped a kid, man. That got ugly.
Yeah, that's a crash out moment right there, bro. Nate Newton in the second time he got caught. That's a crash.
Antonio Brown?
The second time, bro.
How about our latest Dante Fowler when he took a victim's grocery bag and threw it into the lake after he hit the man, knocked his glasses off, and then stomped on him.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
What?
That's we're talking about crash outs.
He had a bad night.
Julius or Joseph Randall?
Yeah.
It was a crash out.
Cologne and underwear and everything.
It's a weird deal.
Come on, bro.
Very strange.
$120 worth of stuff. That's crazy. Miles Garrett. Did we talk about Miles Garrett? Hitting somebody with a helmet?
Oh, yes. Oh. Was it Mason Rudolph?
Yeah.
It was?
Yes.
Yeah, that got weird.
All-time sports crash out moments, man. Dennis Rodman kicking the cameraman.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Ryan
Lee. How about
Lee?
This track gal hitting the other gal with a baton?
Yeah, she's still saying it was.
I didn't do it on purpose.
We're lying to our eyes or something. Yeah.
Like she hit her a couple of good times with that baton.
I was just bumped.
And the baton got stuck on her back, and it looked like I got hit. And then I was trying to pull it back. And what, girl? What are you talking about?
I can't
about?
Wait for an interview in like 10 years. Like, yeah, I hit her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was tearing me up on that corner.
They were talking about putting me in actual jail for it. I was like, dang. Of course I had to deny it.
How about this one right here? This is an all-time little crash out classic internet clip. It was a kid crashing out on his football coach after they got eliminated from a tournament. This is Little League, bro.
Let me talk. Listen, these coaches, look at me. These are the worst teams ever. Don't ever come back to this team. He's telling them.
In the spirit of D-Law.
I love this so much. This is great audio.
Nah, anybody, don't come back. There is going to be no you football team next year. No one come back. This has been the worst team, the worst experience I ever did. Players, this is not on you.
So listen.
This is not on you.
The coaches.
Players, y'all did everything. Y'all gave your heart. Y'all did everything right. It was the coaches. The coaches.
It was the coaches. It was the coaches.
So good.
It was the coaches.
He had them little dry tears on his eyes where he's been crying already, but they dried up, but he still got the passion.
Not
in
on
the
you. You did everything right. It's the coaches.
It's the coaches, bro.
Little tank.
Please don't crash out this weekend, y'all. Have fun. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Greystone-roofing.com. And G Bag the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. Hold on.
Cause I know my happiness is waiting.
It's weekend, baby.
Hail to you, baby.
Where's
the Fan after dark? Come on at 6, right?
I'm searching for that silver lining.
Wake up in the morning. Clean the house, listen to the Joe Budden podcast, take those dogs for a long ass walk, probably hit the gym by that time, the old lady be coming home, and I'm like, I ain't do nothing all day. Be chilling on the couch, watching the games. Yeah. All right, yeah, G Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner is still from the KMC. KC Masterpiece.
It's
Kevin and Corey and Red Medford.
Yep, okay. Little Red.
Okay. All right, Kevin is reacting to his squad is Duke. His college squad is basketball squad is Duke. Cooper Flag went down.
Yeah, make sure you get the L in there.
Yeah, yeah. And Kevin was reacting in real time.
How did everything go so wrong so quickly?
It would have been the first time since 2015 they would have had a chance to win the championship.
I mean, they were in the Final Four a few years ago.
They didn't have a chance that year.
Quick Cliff's notes. I do love
Dear Jesus. That's crazy. That is crazy. That's nuts.
Excuse me?
You know what's been weird is how much he's talked about it since then and been wanting to play the audio. Like, he's gone out of his way to just repeat what he said.
He's loud and proud about
it,
man.
He's very, very outspoken.
I think it was like Thursday he said that he had basically confessed, in a sense, in my opinion. He said that him and his wife were had a conversation about like how fast you can get some cocaine to the house.
I think he full-on came out.
What? I was listening like, what? Are you kidding me?
I support the hell out of him.
And I had a conversation about who can get the coke cure the fastest.
Fastest.
All right, before I get out of here. Last Thursday during ladies' night, I did a story about a North Carolina woman that locked her boyfriend in a storage unit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Allegedly locked Lucky Buddy guy. In there for... Allegedly locked Buddy in there without food for days. No water, no food, couldn't find his phone, he said.
Nobody called him.
Nobody called him for days. This woman is 52 years old. Now this fool is coming out to defend her. I'm going to let you hear the voice message he left to the... Well, not voice message. The auto recording of him talking to the cops last week.
This was the desperate call for help after a man spent days trapped inside a storage unit.
I've been locked in a storage unit for about a week now, and I just now found my phone. She double-locked my lock, and I don't know how she put me in here, but she put me in here.
It took just 4 days without food, water, or power for the man to finally find his phone in the darkness.
I just need out of here. I just can't breathe. I haven't had nothing to drink or anything.
And you can hear the dryness in his mouth. Oh. I don't think I'd survive that.
We had a texter that made a good point. Like, nobody called him.
Yeah, like, how does your phone not light up at any point?
He must have been silent. He was on drugs.
Oh, for sure. And so was she.
Yeah, when he said he hadn't had a drink, he was talking about booze.
That reminds me of that Penguin show, though. What he did with brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you just walk away from that?
Dude, that was the worst part, maybe, of the whole series, other than the finale.
Yeah.
I don't spoil anything, but that was tough. That was tough.
Unsettling moments.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah.
Very tough. Well, a wise man once told me, never go out like the three captains. That is Save'em, Kirk, and Captain Crunch. This man right now is coming out to defend this woman that locked him up.
Unreal.
With no food, no water in a storage unit. He's putting his cape on. What a buster!
Listen, she has childhood trauma, okay? She's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Every now and then she makes a mistake, but we're working on it together. We'd respect your privacy at this time.
They caught this fool coming out the courthouse. Listen.
She did not lure me into the back of a unit for nothing. I mean, all this is just a bunch of bullcrap. You need to get your stuff right. I mean, it's just a bunch of bogus charges. I mean, she shouldn't be up there charged with, attempted murder, attempted kidnapping.
Oxendine now claims that while he and Deaton were at the storage unit, she left to get something to eat. And while she was gone, he fell asleep inside the unit.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I love you. Phone wasn't in his pocket or anything like that.
You're going to put me in jail forever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
Attempted murder.
That's a crash out.
Lefty got him.
I mean, they both crashed out.
That phone call from the storage unit is incredible.
I feel like we're going to get an update on LA Live in the next 6 months or so where she did not go to jail and she finally did kill
him. She finally finished the job.
Yeah. Maybe like a murder-suicide.
Finally finished the job.
Blames it on the dog.
Yeah. Just wanted to give you that before I got on out of here. Let me do this. Ooh, because I ain't did it in a while. My name is Lucius Alexander. I want you to be safe out here this weekend. I'll be black Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Damn pray right. for me, please. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's go around the bases, Woolchuck. What do you say?
DeGromination, clubhouse culture, and season predictions. That's next.